Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And, well, we should at some point be joined by Professor Scorpius Maximus. Seems he's on assignment at this particular moment, but I haven't received word otherwise, so we'll see when he comes in here for his commentaries of the week. Certainly there's plenty, once again, to choose from in the news cycle. Is that what it is? It really is a news cycle, you know, because, I mean, certain things get emphasized in the rotation, and, you know, independent media is largely a reaction to the corporate media and kosher money junkie machinations. And sometimes you actually have something at least a little better, rather than a reaction, a response, a thought out, calculated, objective sort of response. But that's still never really good enough, is it? I mean, we need to control the narrative, okay? Not just analyze the official narrative, explain what the real narratives are of these events thrown in our face every day. I mean, sure, it's good to keep up on the psyops and what have you, but at the same time, we also need to bring something to the table, unique, specific to our strategies, without even needing, some of their, triggering fuel, right? They're triggering often, misdirection and wasted energy at the end of the day, unfortunately. And so we do need to balance, always balance, what we're presenting, how we're inspiring one another. That's what really this is here for, and of course, maintaining our culture. I always like to stress that because it's something I firmly believe. I mean, if we no longer can say that we're in the nation we thought we were in, that we're in occupied territory, we can still have broadcasts where we are nonetheless, waving, keeping erect that battle flag of free speech, free thought, and independent philosophy for a living. So, maintaining our culture on these platforms, regardless of this Bolshevik occupied Western world, if you will. Let's see here. I'm not seeing David yet, but we'll see again when he may be joining. I did promise a bit more detail on some of what I covered yesterday, and I again have quite a bit more to add in the cycle of events. But again, you know, it is always something I try to keep in mind, is that balance in what we offer here, what we try to do here. Well, one I didn't really get to touch on a whole lot was this, well, rather, I mean, I touched on it slightly, you know, this rather aggressive sort of declaration we're hearing from Iran. And of course, their leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, he declared just yesterday, Israel will be punished for the attack. And of course, this was an attack that occurred Monday, killed, well, members of the Revolutionary Guard. That included two generals at the Iranian embassy compound in Damascus over in Syria. The evil Zionist regime will be punished at the hands of our brave men. We will make them regret this crime and the other ones. I quoted that yesterday and got into a bit, but I don't know, a little more could be worth citing from the source here. But I mean, you know, this was the first suggesting it's important to note, they say, over at Zero Hedge, Iran and Israel have already been engaged in a proxy war. Iranian supported Hezbollah soldiers exchanging fire with Israeli troops on the border of Lebanon since the beginning of the fighting in Gaza. Theories abound on the purpose of the embassy attack, including the claim Israel intends to bring the U.S. into the war by triggering open Iranian involvement. Under the Biden administration, U.S. entry into the conflict is almost assured if a front is opened for Iran. Saber rattling has been mounting since at least January, when militants allegedly armed with Iranian weapons attacked an outpost along the Syrian-Jordan border. It was killing three soldiers, allegedly, who were U.S. troops. The obvious question, why are troops still in Syria? There are two equally compelling answers. First, they're there to oversee and protect the revamping of Syrian oil fields to secure American energy interests. Second, they're there exactly because both Iran and Russia have operations in the region. And the powers that be want the option to use these soldiers as fodder to start a wider war. American oil concerns are generally non-negotiable when it comes to foreign entanglements, and any major threat to exports out of the Middle East is going to inspire a U.S. military response. Iran's first action may be to close the Strait of Hormuz to Western oil tankers. Joe Biden has essentially guaranteed this outcome after he drained U.S. strategic oil reserves in a bid to keep inflation down, and has consistently interfered with oil resource expansion stateside. One would think if a U.S. president is going to sanction Russia and remove the large portion of the global oil supply from the market, he would try to open the path for more production domestically. But not Biden. He's worried about global warming. You know, this psyop. Claiming to be worried, obviously. The idea that an all-encompassing war in the Middle East is part of a plan, this plan, is not far-fetched, the author suggests. There are interests among the far left and the neoconservatives that have desired this for decades. If Iran engages with Israel directly, the warhawks are going to get what they want. As far as the Western populace is concerned, get ready for higher gas prices this summer. Now they can blame war instead of taking responsibility for inflation. An increasing potential for terror attacks, along with more marches and riots by leftist activists wanting to attach their bizarre movement to the causes of the Islamic world. So, yeah, if I didn't get into all of that, I know I just skipped around to get a little more of the meat and potatoes on that one. We had this film on how this climate so-called crisis is a scam. I mentioned how we have climate alarmists battling to censor it. Now it's been a little over a week since this film was released on Vimeo. Also YouTube, Rumble, some other platforms. Climate the Movie is the name of it. Produced by Thomas Nelson, directed by Martin Durkin. They say already millions of views, thousands of reviews. Watch this documentary to understand the lies, the pseudoscience, but also the self-interest of government-funded parasites pushing climate alarmism. And let's see, it was posted by Maxime Bernier, founder and leader of the People's Party of Canada, posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, about the film. It details how an eccentric environmental scare grew into a powerful global industry. And, well, yeah, the humble beginnings with, you know, Al Gore's fear porn, environmental fear porn, I suppose. But it wasn't just, it was never one person. I don't buy that it was ever an accident or just by chance a manipulative warnings, you know, intentional falsehoods for profit only. I don't believe that. Control. Power, centralization, and this is at the very top on a global internationalist sort of a scale. But you folks can let me know what you think of it. You know, check it out when those who want to. And yeah, I'm not gonna go too far into this, but they're covering that out there. Epoch Times had a discussion on it. I mentioned Chicago public schools, sexual abuse and misconduct cases. This was at Wire Points. Never heard of them before. Probably pretty tame, but regardless. Sexual abuse, sexual misconduct, grooming. The allegations happen year after year at Chicago public schools. The list of abuses and complaints is long. According to the most recent report by the Chicago Board of Education's Office of the Inspector General, we have, let's see, three cases to give you examples of to start. Case number 20-01345. A security guard sexually abused a 16-year-old student for approximately 5 months. Security guard at the school. Okay. In his capacity as a security guard, he pulled the student out of class to have sex in various locations in the school, such as storage rooms and janitor closets. He also sexually assaulted the student in his car and his home. My first thought would be that this was gay sexual abuse, you know, homosexual. Thus, it going on for months without being reported. I can't imagine a girl. It's just kind of weird, too, for a security guard to be pulling a girl out of class regularly. She would say something, okay, even at least after the first incident. There's no, I mean, I think in most cases, you know, and like in this setting, that she would be inclined to. You know, I mean, totally out of her age group. She wasn't even trying to be in a dating or sexual situation. So there's not really a motive to hide it. Whereas in some cases, there can be inclination for the female. But yeah, certainly a boy doesn't want to admit if he's been abused by a male, especially. And so I could see that very likely going on for months and months where, you know, yeah, you know, rather than reporting it and it being known, you know, he's just putting up with it. Anyway, that's just my side observation there. Here's another one. Case number 20-01530. An intoxicated teacher groped an 11th grade student. See, now they should just write out, mention the, you know, the gender. They won't even do that anymore. Just like they don't mention race and a lot of things related to crimes and what have you of the perp or victim. And now they're doing the same thing with gender as well. I'm starting to notice right now, and it's just ridiculous. It's just more, you know, washing of all information into a filtered, meaningless, corrupted set of data points before accessible to the public. So anyhow, an intoxicated teacher groped an 11th grade student twice on the buttocks while at the school's graduation. The student disclosed the teacher's conduct to a staff member who notified DCFS and the school's then principal. However, the principal failed to notify the law department of the allegations as required. Well, was this intoxicated teacher a homosexual? Or perhaps a teacher of color? I mean, you know, there's a lot more pressure to keep certain demographics on your staff these days to a ridiculous degree, to not make certain demographics look bad in any way, as an example, at all costs, by all means possible. You know, that's prevalent everywhere. Reporting of news and script writing, entertainment industry, you name it. Case number 21-00326. An employee of a vendor after school program sexually assaulted an elementary school student at the student's school on multiple occasions between 2014 and 2017. When the student was 7 to 10 years old. Sir, just over the top here. The student disclosed three separate incidents, one in which the vendor employee touched and rubbed the student's genitals under their clothes, and two in which the vendor employee touched and rubbed the student's buttocks under their clothes. The abuse took place in the school's gym and cafeteria. These are but a few of the cases, folks. Chicago is rampant with this sort of thing. We'll be back. I'll see you sometime later. When I'm through with my accumulator, it's no social integrator. So one man isolator.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC. 417-932-6419.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey going over the levels of sexual abuse, the actual numbers we see on average these days, using Chicago as an example. And it really is unbelievable. I mean, they're saying in 2023, Chicago Public Schools alone, 446 cases, ranging from misconduct and sexual harassment to non-sexual conduct that raises the appearance of impropriety or possible grooming concerns. And of course, you know, some include intercourse of some sort as well, sexual acts. There's a whole section here showing a lot of them, must be 50 or more examples with the sexual acts involved. And again, I really see this largely being about protecting protected demographics, you know, protected class optics that's involved here. I mean, the fact that a lot of these aren't dealt with, firings, prosecutions in grand amount of these, sounds like the majority of these cases do not occur. There's no excuse for that. The only thing that could possibly explain it is what I'm suggesting. So, with the amount of abuses that continue to occur since the Chicago Tribune first exposed the depth of the district's crisis in 2018, CPS should be under the same extreme public pressure as the Catholic Church was when its own sexual abuse scandals broke. See, but there isn't the same sort of motive there like there is for like the Jewish power structure against the optics of Christianity, for example, I might suggest. There should be firings. This article bluntly goes on to state a strict one strike and you're out policy. A public website that lists all CPS offenders, their histories, their whereabouts. A new rigorous screening process obsessed with a hiree's character. A new set of mandatory safe environment training for all employees and vendors. And yeah, one strike and you're out policy. Well, you know, call me crazy, but when you're dealing with children and these employment roles, I think that should just be a given. You've had one offense, you're gone. And think about it, folks, honestly. If these were all straight white males who were the offenders, do you really think it would be anything other than a one strike and you're out policy? Of course it would. They're gone. And we're just looking for an excuse to get rid of a straight white male. Make an example of them while they're at it. But no, I don't suspect that's what these cases are. And that shows the greater problem, the hypocrisy, the intentional destruction of our nation further and further as the Overton window gets moved further and further to the side. Just happens to be the left. So, again, that's just some of what the Chicago Archdiocese implemented in response to their own scandal. You know, these kind of suggestions. In contrast, though, Chicago Public Schools hasn't implemented protections like those. More cases continue to be reported every year as a result. The full list of 2023 is buried in the OIG's 133-page report, so nobody sees them. We've broken a majority of them out, the author here, in short snippets, one by one. If you want the full story on each, check out the OIG's 2024 report. It's bad enough CPS doesn't teach children how to read. What's worse is that many also end up as victims of sexual abuse or grooming. And again, then it has like a list of, must be 60 or more, looks like, at first glance, involving which are incidents which did involve sexual acts and or sexual misconduct in some of the other sections. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey, as always, trying to remind you to please support RBN. This is indeed the canary in the coal mine of free speech. If this goes down from whatever means or combination thereof, you can be sure the rest of your free speech will be soon to follow in this nation. And John Stadmiller, founder of RBN, firmly believed that, and I do suspect the man may have been quite correct, quite accurate. So do what you can, folks. If you could do a recurring donation that you could set up, the staff would be happy to keep your info secure and make it hassle-free. Whatever you think you could manage, I could probably at this point afford this much per month, blah, blah, blah. And, you could just set it up and not worry about it, and know that you're, what you are able to donate goes to a good cause regularly. I can't think of a much better cause less funding anywhere, really, than this sort of work we do. So please do what you can. Of course, if you want to mail, if you want to use PayPal, all these options, go get a pen if you want to take down the address. I'll give that for those, especially those who are listening on satellite and what have you. But again, you could use PayPal if you want, right on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Click on that donate page. You can always call us, though. set up a one-time or recurring donation, credit or debit card, 800-724-2719, extension 3. If you're ready for that mailing address, any check or money order you can make out to just the letters RBN. And, of course, conceal that if it's cash, you know, with a little foil or something. Send that over to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we do greatly appreciate what you can and whenever, however frequently you are able to support with a donation, folks. And, oh, that being said, I will get back to these. There's not much more to say about the state of the schools and the motives behind a lot of why it keeps on keeping on the way it is. There was an interesting slant. I'm telling you about the hidden cost of the border crisis you don't hear about over at Epoch Times. They say mass illegal immigration is pushing rescue crews into these small Texas border towns close to their breaking point at this point. And they're saying they're getting tired of going out to the river and pulling bodies out. But, it seems like it's just trying to draw sympathy for, oh, feel sorry for the, you know, how hard it is for these migrants to get over here, these poor refugees, and how they can die sometimes over with the journey, and they have children, and there's women, and it's just pulling on the heartstrings. And just like, sure, we need white genocide. Let's not worry about the data of what percentage of the only, like, at the most 7% of the world is Caucasian, folks. Keep that in mind. And all our nations have these massive quotas. Everything's already set up where there won't be any white nations, within a generation or two already, the way the situation is. But no, you need an overwhelming number of black and brown people everywhere in every nation right now, no matter what. And don't think about the reasons for why things aren't this way back home or this or that. Well, oh no, it's all the straight white man, right? And there was never anyone pulling strings in the background, rubbing their hands together. No, never. So, I don't know if I really want to go into this too much. I could already sense where it's going. And I mean, sure, there's a lot of extra, manpower used in this, these rescue teams and all this sort of thing, and additional cost, I'm sure they're saying, to the resources and people who are employed in these dangerous community serving occupations. But moving along here, hearing about NASA's space junk that the International Space Station space junk may have ripped through a South Florida home. So let's see, through the roof and two floors. This gentleman's Naples, Florida home. Originally, they just knew that it was re-entering Earth's atmosphere between Cancun and Cuba. Well, I guess it went a little off from that prediction. And you guys heard about this. I found a little on it at Cryptogon's website, been around for a little while. They had some of their sightings, though, from Gateway Pundit. But it really was just to trigger Christians for the Easter holiday. Biden came up with this completely on his own, you know, not even anyone from his administration. But he thought of it completely on his own. Again, there was no one behind a curtain whispering in his ear, rubbing their hands together whatsoever. And Joe, he just said, wow, you know, gayness is so much better than Jesus. I wish I were a homosexual. And so he has declared Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility. So make those transgenders visible, okay? Especially for the young children, right? That's what it's about. I mean, here, the author states, please help me understand this unbelievable situation. Why would President Biden or whoever is controlling him flagrantly mock Christians, the largest religious group in the U.S.? What is this meant to accomplish? March 29, 2024. So what? Okay, so then that was what? Observed as Good Friday this time around, technically, that this was proclaimed. Therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. March 31, which happened to be Easter Sunday. But of course, he's talking about that date. And, you know, it's on whatever that a Sunday happens to be each year, give or take around that time. So, you know, it's not exactly saying, hey, whatever day Easter is from now on. It's not quite that. But, you know, he does this a year when that day falls on Easter. So, you know, whoever had him do this knew how they wanted to trigger people with it. And it was no. So, we had some responses to it. A distraction intended to push us into either violent reactions or hopeless helplessness. It's so obvious that they don't understand Christianity or its history. We have faith, we persevere. They offend us, we pity them. Our efforts to rescue and protect the victims of transgenderism won't be interrupted. By Snowman. All right, a few more responses on Cryptogon. Crying Free Man says, it's the new religion to worship the demanding, menacing image, sacred cows, pet projects of the scarlet Marxist beast. If God does not intervene soon, our children will have hell on earth to face. This is why we are on an unstoppable path to nuclear war, by the way. The whole world situation is to be wiped clean. There's another one, another nut. Okay, I'll weigh in. It's just to sow chaos. Biden Inc. is a tool of the global elite who has decided the U.S. hegemony is no longer desired. We are being destroyed from the inside out, and one of the best ways to do that is to crap on any and all traditions that any significant portion of the country might hold dear. Demoralization is very powerful. I like that one. You know, I do agree with, I mean, I would have mentioned Jews, but okay. So Kevin says, I'm still in awe over this as it seems like a profoundly crazy move. It's, and then he quotes, previous one. It's just a so chaos. That's probably it, he says. And I don't usually read comments, but in this case, and you know, a cryptogon, in this topic, it was just so. You can no longer do any outdoor grilling or barbecuing with your family if you live in California. Okay? The Bolshevik state of California. The Biden administration, along with states of California and New York, okay, have embraced restricting your ability to use vehicles and appliances. We've known this for a while. Whether they use, if they use natural gas, any other fossil fuels, politicians say is due to climate change. Americans will have to replace their refrigerators, gas stoves, anything gas powered. But California's led the charge by banning propane containers, which has made headlines a few years ago. You can read that story. They have. California has embraced the climate change agenda, unlike Idaho, for example, where individuals and businesses can choose their energy sources. And so, I don't know. Kind of misleading story. I mean, this isn't really suggesting you can't do any outdoor cooking. I don't really see it talking about charcoal. I thought they were going to say, yeah, you know, burning charcoal briquettes, you know, like carbon footprint, blah, blah, blah. No, this is just talking about propane, evidently. California is set to ban single-use propane cans for camping. So. And this was actually, this is quite dated, actually, even the citing of that. So I'm not really sure why this is even here now. It doesn't seem as current or relevant. I guess, you know, give a little too much credit for some of these. You've got to fit in everything, though, to get a good perspective. And again, why are these being fed at the times that they are? The independent media is largely a response to the corporate media. Keep that in mind. At best, again, rather than a reaction, and sometimes it's only that. I never react, folks. I always respond. No. Okay. 2 weeks to flatten, become 8 months to change the election. Again, you know, we have a lot of people analyzing, you know, what'll happen this time? And, you know, could maybe get into that at a later date. I'm not really feeling the whole, hey, let's talk about the election. And I don't know if I'll be there a whole year. So, you know, just be aware some people are already getting into that frame. How much mail-in voting perhaps could affect things. We're hearing people in red states have reported more COVID vaccine side effects in this recent study. This was in the JAMA Medical Journal. They looked at 620,456. Oh, wow, that's break already. Stick around, folks. More to come.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And yeah, we haven't heard from David. He must have had too much to deal with in this latest assignment. You know, this operation went into overtime and overdrive. I'm sure he's fighting the good fight out there, though, tonight, folks. And, you know, we'll look forward to connecting with him again soon. Usually he's, you know, he's at least aware in advance, you know, but this is something that must have come up. And, yeah, that sounds good as far as the bottom of the hour. Michael, jolly good there. As far as back to what I was touching on for this break, well, we have 620,000 you know, some odd vaccine adverse events, which in this study published in JAMA shows had been reported to the Federal Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the VAERS. This was adults 18 and older, category only. And we looked at three outcomes, the researchers. Rates of adverse events among vaccine recipients, rates of any severe adverse effects among this group, and the proportion of adverse events reported as severe. 10% increase in state-level Republican voting was linked to increased odds of adverse event reports. This relationship between political inclination and reports of adverse events was comparatively not seen when it came to flu vaccines. So, you know, yeah, it's just curious. TheHill.com red state COVID vaccine side effects for more if you're interested. And I have to say, you know, the 2 years I've been in Florida here, I mean, I have noticed a lot of people, you know, buying cold and flu medications or talking about it or talking about family members who, you know, are staying home, changing plans, not feeling well, this and that. And children, you know, see a lot of people buying the children's meds where, you know, they jab them. Definitely far more frequent, you know, even at the little pharmacies, see at the grocery and what have you. But yeah, we'll take calls at the bottom of hour two, and I have some more to touch on, more headlines before that. So do not touch that dial. I'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.